Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, there was a story that come out of New York City. Embrace yourself. You're going to be very upset, those of you who live in New York. Now, y'all mayor, Eric Adams, as you see down there, you know, his picture, make sure we know exactly who we're talking about. There was a program that they're going to give migrants free money. So let's get into it. I said migrants housed in one of New York City's hotels will receive prepaid cards with to buy food and baby supplies instead of city providing meals the migrants often did not want. So you come here into America and you're demanding what kind of food you get. I don't want that. No, I want some porterhouse steak. Give me that Wagyu steak. No, I don't want that meal. I want my chicken breast and I want that cooked a certain way. Like, seriously? Like, listen to how entitled they have become. And you Democrats in New York to even play this game with them is even worse. Y'all making them worse by even doing anything outside of that. They come here, storm the border, come to New York, come to Chicago, wherever they're going. Now they're going to Detroit, Boston, all these Democrat cities, and they're demanding. But let's continue. I mean, just that alone is a conversation. That they don't want the meals. Okay. Well, you know, I heard this statement a long time ago, even when I was a kid, beggars can't be choosy. Now, Eric Adams estimated $53 million scheme that they're going to give out to them that will save the city $600,000 a month or $7.2 million annually. Now, this pilot program is being rolled out to the Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan with 500 families involved, as it was reported. As a family of four will get a car loaded with $1,000 a month. Yes, folks, $1,000 a month. Equivalent to $35 a day. Hey, New Yorkers who are in that city, is Eric Adams giving you a card with up to $1,000 a month? Last time I checked, wouldn't that be considered discrimination? How come they get it, but other New Yorkers can't get it? How come New Yorkers got to foot the bill for that, but they can't even benefit off their own tax dollars? Listen, in New York, y'all need to start filing lawsuits. The same thing I said about Chicago. Y'all need to start filing lawsuits about these programs. Because if y'all don't file lawsuits, they're going to keep on doing it. And it's just that simple. We can't discriminate, right? So that means if they get the cards, all New Yorkers get to get the cards. Let's continue. Those selected will be given cards which can only be used at bodegas, supermarkets, and delis. Migrants must sign an affidavit promising to only use the cards for food and baby supplies or else have them cut off. It's unclear how the city of New York would know if they're just being used in bodegas and say as intended. And say the amount on each card would depend on individual circumstances and say it is unclear how city officials will check if the cards are being abused and if the scheme will worsen the crisis by encouraging other migrants to head to the Big Apple in hopes of receiving free money. Yes, they're going to be pouring in. When they get to Texas, say, hey, Greg Abbott, please send me to New York because I heard I can get $1,000 a month. New York. Remember the last podcast? The brother working a full-time job still couldn't have a place to stay. And that's been a trend, even in New York, working full-time jobs, 40 hours a week, and still can't have a place to stay. But you Democrats in New York, this is what you've done. On top of that, you're talking about free money. Governor Kathy Hochul just put out that they found $183 million for Holocaust survivors and their descendants, and she's happy about it. So we're told that we shouldn't get reparations, or we was never slaves. The Holocaust never happened in America. That was in Germany. And yet they're still giving money for that. But yet the black man and woman who are descendants of slaves in this nation, we can't get reparations. Y'all notice these Democrats find money for everybody else except black America. But you supposed to come out and vote blue no matter who. You and remember, this is what he told you.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black.
That's what Biden told you. So any of you considering Trump, you're not black. That's what he told you. While all the Democrats are literally giving out free money. But let's continue. At present, each migrant meal costs $11. So feeding a family of four a day could cost up to $132. The cars would get refilled every 28 days. Listen, New Yorkers, they get free money and you get nothing but a tax bill. Then what did Eric Adams tell y'all? They're going to be rolling back your city services, rolling back all kinds of things, but they get free money and you get nothing. And say the scheme was used last year for residents of public housing so they can buy, you say, food for the holidays. I don't mind that because those people are citizens of this country and they pay taxes for people like that. It said not only would this provide families with the ability to purchase fresh food for their culturally relevant diets and baby supplies of their choosing, but the pilot program is expected to save New York City more than $600,000 per month or $7.2 million annually, said Akela Mamalek, Adams' personal spokesperson. So because you're not feeding them, the rice they like, or you're not giving them the type of, you know, meats they like to cook, or, you know, maybe they want to eat some tortillas or something, because you're not giving them that. That's what the taxpayers got to pay for. Right. OK. Now, I say the program is being run by a company founded by former Wall Street financier Wole Coaxum, called McCoFi. It say its website describes McCoFi as a financial services platform for 110 million Americans dealing with economic hardships and no path to better circumstances. Now, Coaxum said McCoFi looks forward to partnering with NYC to disperse funds for asylum seekers to purchase fresh and hot food. Now, we know that's not what's going to go down. It's going to be some trapping with that money. Watch. Scamming going on. Oh, it's going to be for food. I'm not saying everybody going to do that, but come on. We already know the element that's there right now. Now, they claim McCoFi's goal is to expand access to financial resources for individuals excluded from banking, such as asylum seekers, while helping the local economy. Now, if you notice who's making a bag off of this stuff, so this financial institution is making a bag because they're going to be charging NYC fees for that. So they're making a bag. The supermarkets, bodegas, all these places is going to be making a bag. You got to understand, a lot of people are making money off of them being there. You're not making any money, but a small group of people are. So that's why they cool with them being there. Now they say that if the program is a success, the city will expand it to an estimated 15,000 migrant families staying in hotels. Around 70,000 migrants have been bused or flown to NYC over the past year, putting extreme pressure on the Big Apple's resources. Now they're saying Governor Greg Abbott began sending migrants to NYC and other Democrat-run cities, which build themselves as sanctuaries for border crossers to show them just how much pressure the crisis has piled on border states. So his plan appears to have worked, with Democrat lawmakers now taking a far tougher stance on the crisis and President Biden himself vowing to take stronger steps to tackle it. Now, not only that, but 50 Cent even weighed in as of recently. Shout out to 50. Let's go ahead and put up what 50 said on the screen. Now, 50 said, What the F, Mayor Adams? Call my phone. I don't understand how this works. Somebody explain. Now, he asked Ari Melber, he said, which he did on MSNBC, can't explain this. He said, I'm stuck. Maybe Trump is the answer. Now, of course, people freaking out about him saying maybe Trump is the answer, right? So we kind of know where 50 is leaning. I mean, come on. You're kind of making a whole lot of people look at Trump when you do stupid things like this. But then look who showed up in the chat. Ebro, right? Listen with this not knowledgeable guy at all. Stick to hip-hop, dude. You have no clue. I can't stand all these dudes on the radio and hip-hop weighing in on politics, and it shows real quick. They don't know what they're talking about. They say the same way the government subsidized living for people in the projects, they say, which sometime, they say, as all y'all know, weren't citizens. Caribbean folks and Africans, they say, came here, were not citizens, and got subsidies to live too. Y'all forget where some of you come from. Sir, the majority of people in New York isn't from foreign backgrounds. What are you talking about? It's a lot of Black Americans in that city. Not everybody got that. And then look, people weighed in and said, still doesn't mean that the natives, which mean, you know, the citizens, shouldn't receive help and benefits before the immigrants come in here. Is that the people that live here aren't receiving help, which is true. This other person down here, my parents came from Jamaica on visas and they didn't get, you say, a thing. And then they kept, boy, I mean, comment after comment after comment, they were going in on Ebro about that. Even people that had parents that immigrated here, they say, we didn't get no free hotel. We didn't get no checks. We didn't get anything. We had to get out behind our debt of work or we couldn't get crap. And I've been hearing that sentiment from Black immigrants whose parents came here prior. I heard it from Hispanic immigrants, Arab immigrants, like all these different groups of people who came here said they didn't get no free checks. They didn't get to stay in hotels. They had to get out there and work and earn it. So they are also upset, not just the people that were born and raised here, but the people that immigrated here, they had to work and get it out of the mud. They say it's not right. And this is also something they're saying. They also saying those people are making it bad for them because whatever they do is blowing back on them. And they say that's also what they're not liking. Right? Well, see, that's how Black people feel. Be honest with y'all. Anytime one Black person do something, we all get blamed for it. You see how it doesn't feel good? So maybe the next time a Black person does something, that's an individual Black person. He or she did it. Not me, not all of Black America, just that individual. And when you look at a person that's so-called Black, are they Black American? Because they may not be. That's why the delineation movement is real strong, is because we're not going to be blamed for people that come from different places. Because when people come from different places, they quickly say where they're from when the achievement happens, or something positive. They don't say they're Black American. But when they do some scammy stuff or they're doing some crime, all of a sudden, no, they're Black American. No, we're not going to be taking on nobody else's criminality or negativity. They can keep that the same energy they have for positivity in their group, the same energy they need to keep with the negativity in their particular group. Once again, New Yorkers, you need to be retaining attorneys and suing Eric Adams and the city for this. That needs to stop now. Those people literally broke laws to come in. And I saw a comment yesterday, and let me expand on this comment. So I had made a statement about how they're gaming the system or gaming our system in this country. And this person took issue with me saying our system, because he was mentioning Brother Malcolm saying, well, he said, be careful with Black people to say it's our. I know exactly what Malcolm was saying at the time. He was talking about people who sell out. I'm not selling nothing out. Now, let's get to why I said the term our. Well, my people built this country from the ground up, right? I am born and raised in the United States of America. When I travel, my passport says United States of America. So when I say our system, it's because I am a born and raised citizen in America. I come from a lineage of people who built this country. America is just as much Black America's as anybody else. So when I say our system, because it is our system. When I say about the taxes in our country, because it is our country. I don't have no citizenship nowhere else. And most of you don't have no citizenship nowhere else either. Especially, I'm talking to Black folks right now. Most Black Americans don't have dual citizenship. They're born and raised right here. So when they talk about how they want the border secure, when they mention that, it's because this is their country and they want their border secure. It's nothing wrong saying that this is your country. Because let me tell you something, by traveling different places in the world, you realize real quick, some of the freedoms that we have, now other countries got sometimes a lot better things at times than what we would have. The only advantage that we have as Americans going to live in other countries is the American dollar. Because we're not going to be at the same level as the people that was born and raised there. That's why we can go to other countries and say, man, it's so much better over here. Well, yeah, we got the American dollar. We're not going to live like some people live. We're going to live pretty high up just because we got, especially if you got the American dollar constant coming in and you're not getting paid on their salaries. You understand? Even though you can go move to other countries and enjoy yourself. And, you know, as a Black person, you want at times you get tired of that doggone racism. You get tired of that. And you want to break from it. Some people leave this country and never come back. You even see white people leaving this country and never come back. And it's not that they have an issue with America. The problem is the people who run America, they're running the country into the ground. The citizens is not advocating to run this country into the ground. Nobody's advocating for that. It's the politicians along with the elite corporations. Together, they're running this country into the ground. And I had seen somebody was writing me talking about, you know, as I talked before, saying, well, you know, we need the Black community to help come out and save America. And this person wasn't a Democrat. They're writing me. And I told them, no, it's not our job to save anything. I said, because to be honest with you, your community got us in this problem. I don't care what side of the aisle you was on. Y'all been running this country for a long time. Y'all the one let Biden do that. Black America didn't do it. They literally putting us in our communities, taking resources. So y'all need to fix the issue. I'm talking about what's happening in my community. And I'm telling my community not to be assisting in the destruction of our communities and the destruction of the country they live in. That's what I'm saying. I'm not telling us to go do anything because we've done enough. We fought in every war and conflict, and we still, the migrants get treated better than we get treated. Let's call that what it is. We've been here hundreds of years, and the migrants come in the door getting free food, free hotel. They committing crimes in this country, even against the police. Nothing happened to them. They not beat up. They ain't got their head kicked in. They not shot 17, 18 times like Black folks have been for literally nothing. They doing whatever they want in this country. And I'm not saying Black Americans want to be some freaking criminals. That's not what we want. But I'm saying, come on now. We clearly seeing how y'all, in who's running the country, and of course, you got some Black folks assisting y'all with this. Y'all clearly has made a difference with these people. That they don't have to follow federal law. They can attack cops. They can get out on bail without having to pay in nothing, right? It's so many different things they're doing and they letting it happen. But you got so many Black men and women locked up right now for nonviolent offenses. You still got Black folks locked up from the crack era. That woman named Jessica Ramos called when they out there in New York tricking, said, talking about it's a survival work. So when they out there tricking, it's survival work. But if a Black woman was out there tricking, oh, we got to get her off the street. She's out there, you know, human trafficking and all it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not advocating for Black women to do that. But I'm saying is, come on. Y'all literally letting them do all kind of criminality in New York and wherever they at. And y'all have no jail cell waiting for them. But when it comes to my people, that's what I'm pointing out with this. I'm seeing anti-Black racism in this whole migrant crisis. You're not sticking them in the white communities. You're not taking the white people's community centers. You're not sticking them in the country club and say, oh, they need help. No, you're going to the black communities and sticking them over there and taking away the little resources that black America have. Yeah, I'm going to point all this stuff out about the migrant crisis because it's literally, at this point, a purposeful attack, definitely on black America and everybody else at large with tax dollars.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So yes, I got to call this out. Yes, what happens in the black neighborhoods in Chicago is, I don't live in Chicago, but that is my brothers and sisters. So I care what happens to them. So yes, I'm going to say our system, our country, our resources, whether it's the country's resources or the black community's resources. Yes, I'm going to say our. I pay taxes in this country. Yes, I'm going to say our. So y'all can take all that. If you got a problem with it, go on somewhere else with it. You can call me whatever you want to call me, but that's reality. When I travel to other countries, they call me an American. Hey, the Americans are here. That's what they call us, Americans. Yes, I'm a black man. Yes, I have black American, culture, lineage, etc. Yes. But reality speaking, whether you agree with it or not, we are Americans. We are just American as anywhere lives. The first time I realized I was so black American when I went to Ethiopia, I realized real quick that I was not culturally African. They my distant cousins. Yes, I'm of African descent, clearly, but we are culturally black American. And that's okay. That's okay. I own that and I represent black America wherever I go when I'm in the continent. Proudly represent us. So there's nothing wrong with saying our anything. Now, with this election coming up, and the Eric Adams, supposed to get, on the ballot in 2025, y'all need to rethink that too. Think about what he's doing. I thought Bill de Blasio did New York bad, but Lord, Eric Adams, Jesus Christ. He's worst. He is so worse. So please think about that in 2025 or so when he's trying to run for re-election. I know he got an investigation with the FBI about, some Turkish nationals, giving him money to trying to get allegedly donating to his campaign to try to get permits and all that done. Allegedly, I say allegedly because he hasn't been convicted of anything. But really think about that. Do you want more of what's happening now in New York? Because that's a slap in the face. All New Yorkers should get that $1,000. All of them who's paying taxes over there. That governor, y'all need to get rid of her too. Oh, my God, get rid of that woman, please. I mean, Andrew Cuomo wasn't that bad. Yeah, he had his issues, but man. But we're going to keep following and covering what's happening, with the migrant crisis here that's affecting, not just the black community. Of course, I'm going to be speaking more on the community because that's the community I come from. But it's affecting, everybody, as well. And these Democrats are really committed to destabilizing America. That's really what I believe. They are committed to doing this and they can care less about it. Now, of course, I saw the primary deal happen today, South Carolina. Biden got 97% of the Democrat vote. Marianne Williamson got 2% and Dean Phillips 1%. Some of you say, oh, man, what are they doing? Well, that's to be expected in South Carolina. Because that's, a lot of voters over there are, 65 and older. So what you really expect, but, South Carolina doesn't represent the whole country. Biden's in trouble in the swing states. He knows it. So I can kind of care less about that primary because I already expect it to be Biden and Trump. I mean, that's what I expect. But we'll keep an eye on that sort of thing. But the more and more Democrats do this, the couch, definitely looking great. And Trump, in a lot of this instance, definitely looking great, too. Both of them are looking good.